Extract 1.
A film that Canadian director Denis Villeneuve says it's meant to pose a question about violence and the brutality of the Mexican drug trade had its New York City premiere.
You will understand.
Sicario, which means hitman in Latin America, creates a hellish Juarez, Mexico, where cartels turn the town into a war zone. Emily Blunt plays FBI agent Kate, who gets recruited into a high-risk CIA-led drug operation across the border. Benicio del Toro co-stars as a shadowy Colombian working with the U.S. agency. Josh Brolin plays Matt, the CIA team leader. Brolin said he'd originally turned down the part of Matt, but was glad friends convinced him to change his mind. Sicario hits U.S. theaters on October 2nd.
Extract 2.
Kate Winslet and Liam Hemsworth walked the red carpet Monday at the Toronto International Film Festival for the world premiere of their film The Dressmaker. The movie sees Winslet playing a high-fashion dressmaker who returns to her tiny Australian hometown, which she left as a young girl after being suspected of murdering a boy. While there, her character begins to transform the town with her haute couture creations. The film is set for release in Australia in early October, and the rest of the world later in the year.
Extract 3.
It might be something that so many of us take for granted, but for those in Calais' migrant camp, the chance to sit down with friends and watch a movie was a luxury few would have seen coming. Secret Cinema on Saturday arrived in the northern French port, bringing with it an inflatable screen, a DJ and a chance to escape reality for an evening is something founder Fabien Rigel believes they needed.
We believe passionately that culture and art can change the way that people think about issues that are affecting people today. And we hope with this project, Love Refugees, that we will actually begin a cinema network across the worst affected places on Earth.
More than 1,000 migrants huddled together among the sand dunes for the screening. There were cheers as the Bollywood classic on show concluded, followed by smiles and gratitude.
Extract 4.
Officials say the plane went down in the mountains of San Pedro de los Milagros. Three people were on board, but actor Tom Cruise was not among them. The crash killed U.S. pilot Alan David Perwin and Colombian Carlos Burrell. The third person, Jimmy Lee Garland, was injured. Officials say the crash was reported around 5:30 p.m. local time.
Rescue workers from the nearby municipalities were immediately dispatched. They found one person still alive who was transferred to a medical center in Medellin and two people who died whose bodies have been recovered.
Cruz was in Colombia filming Mina, the story of U.S. pilot Barry Seal, who worked for Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar before becoming an informant for the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. The investigation into the crash remains ongoing.
Extract 5.
The Jungle Book is back. Rebooted and live action almost 50 years after its animated Disney release.
I know.
The new live-action CGI hybrid is being steered by Iron Man director Jon Favreau and packs a stellar cast, including Idris Elba, Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson as the Snake Car. Walt Disney's teaser trailer has a somewhat serious tone to it. While no voices other than Car's are heard, though, there is a familiar song heard after the trailer's dramatic conclusion.